Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 31 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Son of the Right Hand. Psalm 48:10 said, "As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness." Our text today comes from Joshua 18, verses 11 through 28. "Let the lot of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to its clans, come up. And the territory allotted to it fell between the people of Judah and the people of Joseph. On the north side of their boundary began at the Jordan. Then the boundary goes up to the shoulder north of Jericho, then up through the hill country westward, and it ends at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. And there the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Luz, to the shoulder of Luz, that is Bethel. And the boundary goes down to Ataroth-Adar, on the mountain that lies south of lower Beth-Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side southward from the mountain that lies to the south, opposite Beth-Horon, and it ends at Kiriath-Baal, which is Kiriath-Jearim, a city belonging to the people of Judah. This forms the western side. And the southern side begins at the outskirts of Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary goes from there to Ephron, to the spring of the waters of the Nephtoah. Then the boundary goes down to the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of the Rephaim. And then it goes down the valley of Hinnom, south of the shoulder of the Jebusites, and downward to En-Rogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction, going on to En-Shemesh, and from there it goes to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of the Adummim. Then it goes down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passing on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Arabah, it goes down to the Arabah. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its boundary on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, boundary by boundary all around. Now the cities of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, were Jericho, Beth-Holgoth, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Zemarim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Sepher-Ammoni, Ophni, Geba. 12 cities with their villages: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpeh, Chephirah, Moza, Rakim, Ipriel, Terala, Zela, Helveph, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath-Jearim. 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin, according to its clans. Joshua 18:11-28 details the inheritance given to the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin was the second son of Rachel, the full brother of Joseph, and the last son of Jacob. Because he was the youngest, people began using the phrase "the Benjamin of the family" to describe their youngest child. Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin. Genesis 35 details the birth of Benjamin while describing Rachel's death. Then they journeyed from Bethel. When they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel went into labor, and she had hard labor. And when her labor was at its hardest, the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, for you have another son." And as her soul was departing, for she was dying, she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died, and she was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Thus, Rachel wanted to name him Benoni, which can mean son of my sorrow or son of my strength. Yet Jacob named him Benjamin. Some have translated his name as the chosen one. In Hebrew, Benjamin means son of the right hand. The right hand was a symbol in scripture of a place of honor. It also denotes status. The Bible says that Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. This affirms that Christ has equal status with the Father within the Trinity. The naming of Benjamin reveals great spiritual truths. God can turn our sorrow into strength. God has the power to bring life out of death. In addition, God can bring abundant blessings out of what appears to be a small inheritance. Compared to Judah's inheritance, Benjamin seems small, but it is strategic. Joshua 15:59 reveals that Judah's inheritance totaled 12 districts. Here in Joshua 18, Benjamin received only 2 districts, consisting of 26 towns. However, Benjamin's territory was between Judah and Joseph, which would give it great economic and military benefits for its size. Benjamin also received Jerusalem in its inheritance, even though Jerusalem would not be conquered until David's reign. James Montgomery Boyce describes Benjamin's territory as follows. The first lot was Benjamin's. This relatively small tribe received a portion of territory lying between Ephraim and Judah, Joseph's portion. Joshua 18:11. It was not a large tract of land, as befitted Benjamin's small size, but it included important places: Jericho, Ai, Bethel, Gibeon, and others. Most important, it lay close to Judah, touching Judah's territory at Jerusalem. In later years, when the nation divided into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah, Benjamin remained with Judah in the south, and so preserved the true worship of God for a time. Questions for today. How do you see God's sovereignty in Benjamin's name? How is Benjamin's name a picture of Jesus Christ? In what ways does Benjamin's territory display God's providence? How can you trust in God's power to take your sorrow and turn it into strength? Pray with me. Lord, we do thank you that you have the power to turn our sorrows into strength. Teach us today to trust you to do just that as we seek to live out the joy of your love in our lives. In Christ's name, amen.